Poor Baby by the Cow Seals. I mentioned the Love American Style theme by the Cow Seals. I'll try to play that a little later on in the show for you. This is the WWTC Golden Top 40 Countdown, and song number 24 is right around the corner. I think the word to describe, at least one of the words to describe the group holding down the number 24 position is mellow. The Mellow Moodies. Moody Blues and Tuesday Afternoon. Song number 24. Another highly thought of group, the Moody Blues with Tuesday Afternoon, Forever Afternoon. 29 for the last 2 weeks, and number 24 this week on our TC Golden Top 40 Countdown. Moody Blues, another great album group. Do you remember the albums Days of Future Past? How about A Question of Balance? To Our Children's Children's Children. Maybe Every Good Boy Deserves Favor is still a favorite of yours. Well, I tell you, it's an album that you start it with the first cut and you don't quit listening until the whole thing's played. The Moody Blues in Tuesday Afternoon. And song number 23 here is a former number one. One of the top songs for the year 1968. 12 weeks on the charts now. It's beginning to slip a bit to number 23 this week, The Doors, featuring Jim Morrison. Hello. I love you. Some UCLA people there. No kidding. Jim Morrison, what a character he was. And he was a guy who would go out on these real heavy binges. As a matter of fact, the Doors were quite widely known for their heavy alcohol and drug use. They used to try to see how far they could go without going off the deep end, in particular Jim Morrison. And eventually, it probably did contribute to the death of him. Some people, there's still a legend that Jim Morrison is alive and well in France. And the name of his book is No One Gets Out of Here Alive. You probably see it at B. Dalton, and it's really tough to miss. It's got a bright yellow flame cover to it. Hello, I Love You by The Doors was song number 23. By the way, Light My Fire is also on the chart by The Doors. It's way down here in the high 80s. It was re-released in 1968. Of course, it was a big number one song in 1967. Could have been number one for the whole year. Song number 22 on the TC Golden Top 40 Countdown. Vanilla Fudge. You keep me hanging on. Supremes did the original in 1966, and then Vanilla Fudge released it in 67. It got as high as 67 and 67. Second time around, though, was a different story. Got as high as number 6. 17 weeks on the chart now, and it's song number 22, Vanilla Fudge. You keep me hanging on. Now let's remember a song that did make the top 40. As a matter of fact, you have probably raised a glass or two to this over the years since 1968. Ah, those were the days. Mary Hopkin. Mary Hopkin, those were the days. She was on the Apple label. I believe that was the first. She was the first artist outside of the Beatles on the Apple label. And if I'm wrong, I'm sure that Bob will call me up and tell me so. Bob Rose, the guy who does the research and the music for our TC Golden Top 40 Countdown. He has a story at the New Hope Mall called Golden Memories, and I'll give you a phone number here at the end of our program today. This song was number 52 last week on Billboard's Hot 100. Number 21, The Grassroots. Midnight Confessions. The founding members of the grassroots met while singing songs on street corners in Israel, and then came back home and eventually formed the grassroots in California. The grassroots, a lot like the old Green Bay Packers, they only knew one play, but boy, could they run it well. And effectively, if you have the Grassroots 16 Golden Greats, you've got yourself a real collector's item there. And Midnight Confessions eventually did reach as high as number 5. It is number 21 this week. A wax to watch on our TC Golden Top 40 Countdown. Max Frost and the Troopers. A big year for marches and rallies and sit-ins against the war. And that song was from a movie which described the action of 1968. If you were the first person to give me the name of that movie and the star, I need the name of the movie and the star. At 338-1280, you'll win an 8-pack of Coca-Cola here at WWT's. Vicki Hastings on the phone, Vicki of Minneapolis, and the name of that movie with the song Shape of Things to Come, and the star of that movie was who? Vicki?
Yeah, it was Wild in the Streets.
Mm-hmm. Wild in the Streets, and the star was?
Christopher Jones.
Yeah, Wild in the Streets with Christopher Jones. Did you see that movie?
Oh, yes.
Did you? How did you feel?
Pretty bad movie.
Listen, I've got an 8-pack of Coca-Cola for you.
Okay.
And I'm glad you're listening today. Are you enjoying the music of 1968?
Yeah, that was really a good year.
What year did you graduate?
Would have been 72.
72. So you were about a freshman, maybe 8th grade?
Yeah.
Just getting into music, I'll bet.
Great.
Oh, great. Listen, we're going to move on here then.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Song number 20 on our TC Golden Top 40 Countdown. We're going to lighten things up here a bit. Let's do it again. That surfing beat with the Beach Boys. Number 20 last week and number 20 this week, the week of September 19th, 1968, and that's where it stayed. That's as high as it got for the Beach Boys. Do it again. The Beach Boys are coming to town. I know you've probably heard that, and the number to call for more information is 333-5577. 333-5577. This song was number 57 last week on Billboard's Hot 100. 57 to 19 in a week for The Bogues. My Special Angel. With two songs on the top 40 this week. Last week, number 57. This week, number 19. It got as high as number 7. My Special Angel. Let's boogie with the blues of Canned Heat. Song number 18 this week on our TC Golden Top 40 Countdown. Stick out your thumb. We're on the road again. September 19th, 1968, and Canned Heat, certainly one of the interesting groups of that time. One of the members in the group, Larry Taylor, was playing bass for Jerry Lee Lewis back in the 50s. Another guy, Henry Vestine, was formerly with the Mothers of Invention. You remember them? And the leader of the group, Bob Bear Height, had 70,000 R&B records in his record collection. And just got a call from Paul. Thank you for calling, Paul, to inform me that Bob Height, the leader of Canned Heat, died of a drug overdose just a couple of months back. It's 12:35. And that was song number 18. Here is number 17 on this week's TC Golden Top 40 Countdown. The loving singing team of Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell. Marvin Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell, and they had a lot of hits in the late 60s, like Your Precious Love, Ain't No Mountain High Enough, If I Could Build My Whole World Around You, Ain't Nothing Like the Real Thing was probably their biggest, and that song, You're All I Need to Get By, reached as high as number 7 this week. You can mark it down at number 17 on our TC Golden Top 40 Countdown. Stand by for BJ's Pick Hit of the Week. Out of all the new songs out here on September 19, 1968, I think this is the one that has the biggest chance for success. A group that started way back in the 50s. Three of the members met and started playing in junior high school. First known as the Gollywogs. Sounded so authentically Cajun that some people thought they were from Louisiana. Actually, they were from San Francisco. And their first hit was a Dale Hawkins tune, Susie Q. Creedence Clearwater Revival. Big group with the people who went to Vietnam. Creedence Clearwater Revival. Their first hit, a Dale Hawkins tune called Susie Q. It's BJ's Pick Hit of the Week. And now let's see how high it got. Number 11. Way to pick 'em, BJ. Another winner. Number 18 last week, 36 the week before that. It's number 16 now on the TC Golden Top 40 Countdown, The Occasions. I'm a girl watcher. I'm a girl watcher. Great day for doing a little girl watching or guy watching. What's good for the goose is what's good for the gander, right? And 70 should be the high today. Nice tomorrow, too, with a partly cloudy sky and a high of 69. 68 right now on September 19th, 1968. Here's a song that's been on the charts now for 14 weeks and has just dropped below our top 40. Big year, 68, for B.J. Thomas. The Eyes of a New York Woman. J. Thomas, who has sold millions and millions of records, and yet he still was not a happy person for many years and ended up popping a lot of pills and almost losing it a couple of times. His marriage and his life and the whole works. And today is a born-again Christian singer and has a book out called Home Where I Belong. Eyes of a New York Woman got as high as, let me check here for you, number 28. And 14 weeks on the chart on September 19th, 1968. The person who holds the number 15 position on our TC Golden Top 40 Countdown was a law school kickout. He was kicked out of the London School of Law for making practical jokes. He then found jobs as a gas station attendant, sewer plant worker, a public toilet attendant, a dishwasher, and a book packer. He finally tried school again and somehow got a second-class degree in philosophy. His philosophy was to go nuts on stage, and he was eventually discovered by Kit Lambert, who was in charge of the Go Nuts group, The Who. The man we're talking about is Arthur Brown, and this is The Crazy World of Arthur Brown, song number 15 on the TC Golden Top 40 Countdown.
I am the god of hellfire, and I bring you...
The Crazy World of Arthur Brown, 60 last week, 15 this week, got as high as number 2. And unknown Fogel fan, you saw Crazy Arthur Brown on TV once, huh?
Yes, sir, on Ed Sullivan's show.
Describe, please.
Well, he had a psychedelic tie-dyed pair of long underwear, more or less, on, and with fringe all the way down the sleeves, and it was about 3.5 feet long, and he had a headdress on that was surrounded in flowers, but in the middle there was flames shooting out of it, and the stage was set in nothing but fog, and the band was all dressed psychedelic with all kinds of different colored lights flashing on him. It was really something to behold.
68 was certainly a psychedelic year. Unknown Fogel fan, thank you for your call, and we have an 8-pack of Coca-Cola for you.
Thank you, BJ.
Are you going to get out and see Arnie Fogel this afternoon?
I'm working.
You are, huh?
Yeah.
Well, just keep it right here in our TC Golden Top 40 contest.
10-4, BJ.
And now we move up a notch to song number 14. Lady soul. Aretha Franklin, I Say a Little Prayer. I Say a Little Prayer, Aretha Franklin, just doing a little thing on the phone. Hey, Bob, I'm going to put you on the air here, okay?
Okay.
Bob Bros, who does the research on the TC Golden Top 40 Countdown. Now, who did it first, Dionne Warwick or Aretha Franklin?
Dionne Warwick did this in 67.
Okay.
And it went up to number four.
Number four. And Aretha's version, let's see here, that one went as high as what? Have to do some checking on that.
That went up to number 10.
It went up to number 10. Thank you, Bob.
Sure.
Bob Rose, who works out of Golden Memories in Crystal. Not Crystal. New Hope. New Hope Mall. And we'll give you the number for the shop here a little later on in the show. 68. A psychedelic year indeed. Perhaps the ultimate rock classic of the time. By the Iron Butterfly. Inagata DeVita.